Hey, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm getting
Good.
ready to go outside to him so we can go ahead and talk. Give me just a minute.
Sure.
Oh, I'll be right back. Let's see. Hold on. I'm running out there. Sorry. I'm going as fast as I can.
Oh, you're good.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I tried to text you back yesterday. I was like, I went to call and it didn't go through. I was like, what the heck's going on with my phone? So I think it was the signal yesterday. So hold on a second.
Take your
Mr.
time.
Zach's on the phone. Mr. Zach, the one I was telling you about, the talk. You all right?
You want to put me on speaker?
Yeah. Here we go. I got you on speaker.
Okay. Hey, Lance, how are you?
Smart.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, how are you, sir?
Tired and hurting.
I hear you. Well, it's not a day better to be tired and hurt.
Is true.
Yeah.
So I've been speaking with Shannon. We've been talking a lot, and she tells me about your pretty I'm pretty familiar with several properties in that West Point area. And everybody's got some things that they're going through, and seems like we've been kind of playing some phone tag. But if we could help you get out of your situation or
Yeah.
we get you through this thing, we'd be happy to.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
So
His thing is what I was telling you about was he wants to try to buy it back later, but for a couple years, be able to rent it from you, just so we can, establish the credit for him to be able to buy it back.
Yeah, that's fine. And your payment was like 675, wasn't it?
It would fluctuate.
Yeah. Well, he one time it would be 675, and then the next time it would be like 708 or something like that. It was a what's called a. It wasn't a fixed.
The arm.
Was a
It's an
fluctuate.
adjustable rate mortgage.
Yeah, adjustable rate
Yeah.
mortgage. That's what it was. I couldn't think of the word.
Okay, so that's fine. So
It talked to his
approximately.
ex-wife, and his ex-wife said that she's all for it. Whatever she needs to do, just let her know if she needs to do anything.
Okay. And
So,
Mr. Moody, what approximately how much is left on the note?
I'm not even. We don't know.
I mean, could you even take a guess, or do you have a statement, a mortgage statement, or do you make a monthly payment? You were making a monthly payment, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ever since COVID, it's been a crazy situation, one thing after another.
Okay. So,
So.
Mr. Moody, if I hear you correctly, what you want to do is you want to get this thing off with your wife. So you and Shannon can be able to buy it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'll do is, so you have no idea approximately what you owe on it.
Not exactly.
Okay. So what I can do is I can, would your wife know more details on it, you think?
His ex-wife.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but I can find out later on tonight. She's supposed to call because they have a son together,
Yep.
and he calls every night about 9 o'clock. So I can ask her whatever questions you want me to ask her, and then we'll be able to. I'll be able to let you know first thing tomorrow morning.
Okay, so just ask her this, because did I hear this correctly, or am I making this up? Are you guys friends?
along. We're
okay.
not friends. We get along. Because he and his wife have a son together, an autistic son.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in the middle of trying to get Lance to where he can get tested because we believe Lance is like a partial autism in him due to certain situations. The teachers want him to get tested because of his son. So his ex-wife and I have been communicating, and we got a lot of things worked out between him and, you know, her so they can have a decent relationship for the sake of his son.
Sure. Okay.
So we all get along. We're not family, but we all get along very, you know, very well. So
yeah.
She's.
So, well, I'm glad everyone gets along. It's always good. So I texted you just so get her email address and then let her know that I'll be reaching out to her at some point tomorrow too, because I'll call you. But Mr.
Okay.
Moody, so basically, can he still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, cool. So basically, you know, we work within the state on mortgage relief and credit repair. So basically what you're looking to do is we're looking to, you know, relieve you of the creditors, and you want to buy it back, you know, and then have it regarded with your wife at the end of it. Is that correct? Your ex-wife?
Yeah.
Okay. So we can do that, you know, within the state. You know, we can definitely help you out with that. Shannon, I texted you, so just get her email, ask
okay.
her, and let her know that I'll be calling. And
okay.
honestly, that's probably just the best thing, is maybe just say, hey, you know, we're working with a representative.
Oh, she knows. She already knows. I've been talking with you. I did tell her that because of everything, because she's been trying to help me keep track of what's going on, because with way things have been going, it's been really hard, you know, for him and I the last few years with everything between garnishment and then him losing his job, and then, you know, and then I lose my job and get back to working again. And it was crazy. Trust me, COVID really messed with us really hard. And she has been enormous help with whatever she could do to try to help us out. So, you know, she likes the fact that, you know, we get along, you know, we all communicate and don't hide anything from each other. So anything that is communicated is always within each other. Even if you say something to her, like if y'all go and talk, she'll eventually tell me what it is, you know, and say, hey, look, the gentleman had called me, you know, because I did tell her you might at some point need to talk to him.
Yeah.
You know, you would need to talk to her because of, with the trailer being in her name and the property being in his mom's and his name, you know, it's, I don't know how that all works, but I do know that it, you know, it's one of those things that Lance wants, he does want the property back eventually, but he's trying to get it where he can straighten himself out. And he just wants somebody to work with him, give him that chance, you know, since COVID, and he just got back to working with a good company up the street. So,
okay.
you know,
we'll figure it out. So let her, yeah, that's all fine. We'll figure it out. Let her know that we'll be calling, and we'll probably tomorrow I'll just call you and we'll just kind of do a three-way. All right.
That would be wonderful. Just don't do it before 11 a.m.
Okay. We'll do it after 11.
Yeah, I have a thing over the phone I got to do with, I'm trying to get with our power bill. So social
okay.
services, I was told to call social services and, you know, figure out about there. So,
okay. I'll call you in the round clock.
That would be fine. And
right.
I'll go ahead and let her know, you know, that you're going to, send her an email to look out for her. So, no, you sent me. Right.
Yeah, just tell her that just be prepared to give her email to us, and we'll take it one step at a time. No reason to comp things.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I kind of
I can't handle it when it's too complicated at the moment.
Yeah, no problem. So I'll just call you at 1 and then we'll take it from there.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. And as soon as her son goes to call tonight, I'll get on the phone with her and let her know.
All right. Tell Lance I'll say goodbye.
All right. See ya.
All right. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
See ya.